Welcome to Practical, Actionable Marketing, the podcast that brings you practical tips and actionable steps to take your marketing efforts to the next level. Whether you're new to marketing or looking to sharpen your skills, you've come to the right place for real-world tactics that drive results. In today's episode, Chris covers systematic approaches to testing your marketing messages before rolling out full campaigns.
Hey there, marketers. Welcome to another episode of Practical Actionable Marketing. I'm Chris Spanier. Now let's dive into today's episode. Here's the thing. I've seen too many companies pour money into campaigns only to discover their message falls flat. The good news? You can avoid this with some straightforward testing frameworks that don't require a massive budget or a data science degree. Let's start with the basics. Before you test anything, you need to identify what you're actually testing. Is it a new headline? Your value proposition? Your call to action? Pick one element at a time so you can control the other variables. I know of a company that tried to test everything at once and couldn't figure out what was actually driving their results. Don't make that mistake or you'll be in for a lot of guesswork or retesting. Here's my favorite approach for quick message testing, the small audience test. Take your email list and then carve out 10 to 20% of it into a test group. Then split that in half and send each a different version of your message. Give it 24 hours and look at your open rates and click-through rates. The winner gets sent to the remaining 80%. Simple, effective, and you're using real audience data. For social media, the framework is even easier. Post your message variations at the same time of day on different days of the week. Same audience, same timing pattern, different messages. Track your engagement rates, likes, and shares. A company once tested 3 different value propositions this way and discovered their audience cared way more about time savings than cost savings. That single insight changed their entire messaging strategy. Here's something clever you can try. Use landing page tests even if you're not running paid ads yet. Create 2 versions of a landing page with different headlines or value propositions. Drive organic traffic to them through your regular channels and track conversion rates. You don't need fancy software. Even basic analytics can tell you which message resonates. I'll also strongly encourage you to not just use the raw numbers to make the decision. Instead, ask yourself why a particular version won. Did the winning message emphasize a different benefit? Use simpler language? Create more urgency? Understanding the why helps you apply those insights to future messages. One more thing about metrics that's worth calling out, even though it may be obvious. Click-through rates tell you if your message is interesting. Conversion rates tell you if it's persuasive. Both matter, but they're measuring different things. I've seen messages with high click-through rates and terrible conversion rates because they attracted the wrong audience or made promises they couldn't keep. Your homework for this week is straightforward. Pick one marketing message you're currently using. It could be an email subject line, a social media post template, or a landing page headline. Then create 2 variations and test them against each other using one of the frameworks we talked about today. Set a calendar reminder for 48 hours from now to check your results and document what you learned. That's going to do it for today's episode on marketing message testing frameworks. I'm Chris Spanier, and I'll see you back here soon.
You've been listening to Practical Actionable Marketing. Today, Chris shared a step-by-step message testing framework. Form a clear hypothesis, choose the right audience and metric, use A/B or funnel tests, interpret results with threshold and trade-off frameworks, and follow a concise homework plan. If you found this valuable, please like, subscribe, and share with fellow professionals. And be sure to join us next time for more practical, actionable marketing insights.